Now the rest of these surahs mainly deal with certain aspects of the early period of the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, Surah Al-Fil, the very famous incident that took place, and that was the year when Muhammad was born sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aamul Vilada. It was 570 or 571 Christian era. What happened? At that time in Yemen was governed by the Abyssinians. And from the king of Abyssinia there was a governor, Abraha, in Yemen. These were Christian, these people. They were under the Roman Empire. So this person became very envious of Kaaba, that people from all corners of Arabia go to Kaaba to pay pilgrimage. So he built a very high cathedral so that people should come here. But no Arab came there. They kept going to Kaaba. So in fury and anger, he decided, I'll destroy Kaaba, demolish it, raise it from ground. So he proceeded with a very big army, which had some elephants also. He himself was mounted on an elephant. Now this army came from Yemen till Makkah. Nobody in the way could get them. It was a very big army. And the elephants for these people of Arabia, something new, what is it? So frightened like anything. Then he, stayed outside Makkah and sent a person to Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was the chief of Makkah. And he said that we are not come to fight you, only we want to demolish this house. The answer Abdul Muttalib gave was, also we can't fight you, we don't resist, can't resist you, As for this house, this belongs to Allah. If he wishes, he will save it. And then he requested for his 200 camels that the army people of Abraha had looted and plundered, which belonged to Abdul Muttalib. And Abraha said, I have come to destroy your sanctuary. And you are more mindful of these camels, for sure. He said, I own the camels. So I'm thinking about them. I don't own this house. This house is owned by someone else. He will take care of it. So when they attacked, what happened? Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbukum bi ashabil fil. Have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the companions of the elephant, the army accompanied by elephant? When it was coming forward, at a certain stage, the elephant sat on which Abraham was sitting. And they tried everything to board it, but it didn't move. Then, swarms of small birds appeared from the side of the Red Sea. And they had very small stones made of baked clay in their beaks and feet, and their children. And these small pellets, they acted as bullets. Most of the army destroyed. And whosoever could have an escape on way back, there was, an epidemic broke out of smallpox, of measles, pustules, all over the body. And Abraha and all the people, they perished. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved his house. Alam yajal kaidahum fi tadlil. Did he not make their plan go astray? Warfara alayhi, tawra nabali. And he sent against them swarms of birds, flights and flocks of birds. Tarmihim bihajaratim min sijil, striking them with the stones of baked clay. فَجَعَلَهُمْ رَعْفٍ مَعْقُولٍ. Thus he made them like the straw which has been eaten up.